A fair number of older Americans are worried about losing their memories, and a lot of companies are eager to help. They're selling computer programs that claim to rejuvenate aging brains through mental exercises. There hasn't been much scientific evidence to back up those claims, but that may be changing. Early results from a large study suggest that at least one brain training program actually works. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The Posit Science Brain Fitness Program takes time and effort, and it doesn't promise miracles. Dr. Elizabeth Zielinski from the University of Southern California says she tried the training herself before testing it on other people.
It's hard, and you get mad at yourself because you think, I ought to be able to do this. And you feel like, oh, I can get up to the next level. You get there, and then you last there for about 30 seconds.
Zielinski led a study of more than 400 people, 65 or older. The ones who completed 40 hours of brain fitness training performed significantly better on memory tests than a comparison group who spent 40 hours watching educational lectures. After training, Zielinski says, a typical 75-year-old did as well on the tests as an untrained person 10 years younger. And the people who got training said it improved their daily lives.
It might mean a small difference in being able to remember your grocery list when you left the list home. So you're in the store and like, oh, what was I supposed to get? So they may remember several more items.
Scientists already know about techniques to improve specific aspects of memory, like recalling a string of numbers. But this program appears to bolster a much wider range of memory tasks. The Brain Fitness Program comes from Posit Science, a company whose founders include a prominent brain researcher in California. Zielinski works as a consultant for the company, which funded the new study. Dr. Henry Manka is the Vice President for Research and Outcomes. He says the program takes an unusual approach. It uses sounds to improve memory.
What it's doing is it's improving the speed and accuracy of processing in your auditory system.
For example, a user starts out identifying sounds that go up, like this, or down, like this. Easy, right? Then the sounds start coming in combinations, and the sequences get shorter. Over time, people learn to identify shorter and shorter bursts of sound. Manka says that helps the brain do a better job processing information from the outside world.
This is really about almost, cleaning out the pipe that feeds memory. So what comes into memory comes in stronger and better in the first place.
Brain scientists say it's refreshing to see a company apply rigorous scientific testing to its brain training product.
To try it in hundreds of people in a controlled way is a major advance.
Dr. Barry Gordon is a professor of neurology at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore.
Studies like this will go a long way to help delineate what people can and can't do with their memories, and that's been sorely needed.
But Dr. Matthew Shapiro, a neuroscientist at Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York, says potential buyers of this program, which costs nearly $400 retail, need to be realistic.
To get any improvement, they'll have to really mobilize their effort and their attention. If they do that, they're likely to see an improvement in their abilities, but they shouldn't expect large changes.
The new study was presented at the Gerontological Society of America meeting in San Francisco. John Hamilton, NPR News.